Good morning, party people at the Chaos West stage. This is day four, and this is a self-organized session. We had great fun the last 3 days to do so, presenting your stuff. We will go on doing this today, too. Thank you for the party yesterday and cleaning everything up. It was amazing. And Mati will now have an introduction, is it not?
Yes.
Yeah, it's an introduction about Scuttlebutt. So please, an applause for Mati.
Cool. So, hi, I'm Mati. I'm coming from the Progress Bar Hackerspace from Bratislava. And I will today will try introduce you Scuttlebutt. And so it will be Scuttlebutt What edition. And the, my questions will be what's your favorite tool for you are using for the decent communication? Maybe hands up if you are using already something. Okay, so I will maybe skip it because I see the party was hard yesterday. So, okay, so the Scuttlebutt is based on the all the off-grid concepts, how you use the information and how it's shared, and doesn't count on the digital surface of the all protocols what we used so far today. And it's designed like it should work even on the mesh networks and work like even between the direct to notebooks or direct to devices like mobile phones or direct to satellites, right? So, and the core of the Scuttlebutt is like the secure gossip, which produces your message, which is signed by you. So it can be changed when it's passed over to someone else, right? So, and the whole Scuttlebutt meaning is like the C slang for the gossip, right? And it was be invented like exchanging your gossips about your coworkers at your pirate ship at the at your boat ship. Yeah, I'm tired too, so sorry. So yeah, when you are using the off-grid communications, you are literally not on the internet, right? So to be short, the Scuttlebutt is all about not embrace the objectivity and doesn't have any kind of the singletons and consensus because there's no need to consensus. Let's fork your discussions and continue in other thread. Every person who uses the Scuttlebutt have their own view of the network. So we just share the common informations, but there is no objectivity on the social network as we know nowadays social networks. And you are building the networks by your local trust, so you will bring your friends to the network, and it doesn't work like the IRC or some kind of the forums where every people see the same. So the major thing about the Scuttlebutt is that you don't have any kind of the authority there, so you are your own authority and you just trust yourself. So it's based on your good decisions you make and you links you click, right? So beware of scammers. And so sum up, there is no global singleton, so there is like nothing like a single ledger or single computer or single file system, and the people don't need to agree what they see, right? So okay, going for some technicals. So as every person who will sign up to the Scuttlebutt locally, it will be generated the key pair, and it's their cryptographic name is their public key, and that's it, right? So, and every message you produce, it will append to your personal, let's say, the blockchain, and that's what you are doing on the Scuttlebutt every time when you post a message or create some kind of the post, right? And you will be just joining these messages together using the Merkle trees. The principles of the scuttlebot is about the subjectivity. So, is I say the CCC is great, you could not agree, or if I say there has been some situations or bad situations around the CCC, I could or could not agree, right? So there is also the against consensus. So if the CCC will make the some kind of statement, other persons in the room could refuse that statement and make their own, right? There is also the free speech and free listening on the scuttlebot. So everything it's was being posted there, it could be like the passed over and could be published on other nodes, right? So yes, literally nobody can stop you. And as the part of the dog fooding is that scuttlebot is being used by their own developers for using as a primary communication tool for the in their daily life, right? And the best principle is the uncapturable, that nobody have total control all over it, right? Like the Tor project have some the kind of the board which decides what to do and how they act and how they produce their thing over it, right? So there is the identity, this is your public key, this is not laser, and there is the your subjective name, or like the it's called the pet names, so anyone can assign you your different pet name. Yeah, and this all been told, so skip, and let's be quick. So yes, when you produce your messages, you creating your sig chain and creating some sequence number of your messages, let's say, and you are connecting to each other like some kind of the secure ledger. So, and you don't have some that kind of the proof of work. So when you try to modify your published already sig chain, you will just broke your identity, and your identity will be not consistent anymore. So there is also some parts. There should be probably could be implemented there some kind of the deniability as well. So, yep. Okay, I can tell you that some technicals about the how message looks like. You have there the signature, you have the, your public key, your content of the previous message which has been linked, the sequence number of the some kind of the post in the channel, and timestamp and sign and some blob for rich media. So this is how it looks. And you may see there you have the author there, sequence number, timestamp, hash. The algorithms for the crypto could be changed anytime. And that's it. And this the part of the content is being like the flexible and being now extended for some kind of the moderations, but you don't need to accept the moderation parameters as well. And I will get back later to it. So there's like three basic sigils using the at for feeds, the percent for the messages, and the amp for the blobs. And you have also some tag and the end of the each of these the links, which will tell you what kind of the crypto is being used. That could be like replaced anytime. This is like the sum for the crypto you are using for identity, the curves, ED keepers, and for the your messages you are using the private box. And the secret, I think there is the double secret handshake or four, not sure right now, because it was the change lately. And you are using the content hash link for the messages. The great thing about the scuttlebot is that they are using the secure the gossip. So anyone can pass over your gossip, but it couldn't be changed, right? So, and it's cryptographically verifiable that it was said by you, right? Okay, here is another great feature of the Scuttlebot is that when you choose the person who you will start the follow, you automatically your Scuttlebot instance will start replicating, and anyone else who will start follow you will also have chance to see the feeds you are replicating to them. Okay. The Scuttlebot using also the DHT for the sharing the peers. So if I will connect to your peer, I will get some diary of your peers and the stories you have, and I will look up for the persons I follow, and I will download the part of the content from you and will replicate it to next persons I will meet in the future. And the great thing about the Scuttlebot is that you can use it like offline and handle over it on some USB or SD card to someone else. So it could be like use the sneaker nets and could be used without internet. Yay. Okay, this is the pretty complicated, but it's easy to understandable that as you name the someone on the network, it could be really different how you will see it when someone else follow you. So you will interpret the network differently for each person will follow the next person after you, right? So it could be modified, and every person who will come through you, you will see the network like you interpret it to them. So you also can change the network. And yeah, to sum up that the Scuttlebot have no singletons is think that the singletons have the problem that they don't meet the architecture and the conceptual designs of the whole usage. Okay, very quick. And this isn't an episode. And okay, and as Scuttlebot is using the Merkle trees, you can literally just replicate only your friends or your mate which participate. It's that kind of the discussion. So if you have like the few time to replicate it from the Mars, you only replicate the part of the discussion, and you can read it offline as well afterwards. And yay, clicker stops works. Great. So, hello. So this thing doesn't work. So, okay. Back up. So, no. No.
I'm sorry. can you give a sign then all the time?
Okay, thanks. So I will sum up for the applications. There are some real-world usage already. So, yay, next slide. Or maybe next slide. Yeah, so the people behind the Scuttlebot started embracing the Git to place it in back to the decentralized environment. And you can literally use the Git SSB, which is the replicated Git over your friends. So, and this is encrypted by native, and it works like some common brands. There is also the gatherings, which you can create some events. It's pretty experimental for now. There is in development the mobile app for the exploring the Scuttlebot trees, as is getting on. There is the decentralized Fairman, decentralized SoundCloud, which use like the Vector and the magnet links for sharing the blobs with the music. There is the Chess. There is the application for reading for books you read. There is the also blogging platform, because the lot of posts in the Scuttlebot are quite long. And recently there someone released the Tailnet, which is the Skillshare network. And here is some real numbers from the network. So there is like this measurement is using like a 2 weeks window based on the activity of the users. And average activity is somewhere between 80 and 100 users daily. So some technical things. You can also configure in your Scuttlebot instance how many people you want to replicate and use the Dunbar's number, and how number of hops you want to see in the network you will be replicated to. And you can also use the hardcore mode to turn off the public replication. Okay, and if you want to start using the Scuttlebot right now, you can head over to the GitHub SSBC and patchwork/releases and download the application, open the Scuttlebot pub servers URLs, and wait for the initial sequence of some few sig chains and some channels and introduce yourself at the channel new people. So, okay, I think that's it. So if you will be on the Scuttlebot, you can maybe follow me if you'll be there, and maybe see you there. So yeah, thanks. And if you have questions, I know if we have time. So okay, I have 12 minutes. So any questions?
Questions from the audience?
Great talk, thanks.
Thanks.
Can you configure your Scuttlebot client to just replicate specific people? So, I mean, maybe I don't want to just replicate what people have there because maybe it's not legal in my country and so on and so on. Or can I say, okay, I trust these people to not post stuff which can get me into trouble, maybe?
I've seen it in the code, and it's not configurable right now. But yes, you can make it a pull request, and it's possible. Yeah. So by design, the Scuttlebot is meant to be not to be censored anyhow, right? So it's up to how you make it, right? So, and there are also some few forks of the Scuttlebot instances as well. So and. They don't break each other, but the content you will see will be quite different. So, yeah, but that's the nature of the Scuttlebot.
Thanks.
More questions?
Is there some kind of possibility to generate private groups or private subnets of this Scuttlebot?
Yes, by default, the subjectivity which has been used on the Scuttlebot is that what you have been told in this stage doesn't collide what has been told in other room, right? So if nobody will leak from other room or like that both ways, it's totally separate till then. So yeah. And the great about is the Scuttlebot is using the Merkle trees, so the every discussion have the content hash of the discussion. So if you don't follow any of person from the next room you are not in, you are probably will not see the content, right? So that's how it works.
Okay, but as soon as someone from my group leaks content to another group, it's out in the open.
Yeah, could be seen.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, no, there is also some Rojava running the Scuttlebot instances as well, and they are not connected to, I see some posts, but for me it's not reachable because I don't know the people from Rojava personally, and there's also some Venezuela Scuttlebot runnings as well.
More questions?
Uh,
Okay, Matija. Then, as usual, my last question. Where do we find you here on in the Congress if we want to talk to you?
I think you can find me through the wiki.
Okay.
So I'm there, and yeah, I know the Twitter. So.
Okay. Cool. Thank you very much for your amazing talk.
Thanks.